Happy New Year.
G'day, Milsey. How are you?
Very well. What's happening today? What's the big announcement?
Well, today the state government, the AHA and Tourism WA announced a new campaign to encourage people to stay and enjoy Perth accommodation hotels. The state government's rediverted monies away from international interstate marketing, which they can't do at the moment, and provided $1 million to enable a $200 subsidy or support voucher for people wanting to stay and experience Perth accommodation.
Right.
And the whole idea is to encourage people to get out and about and spend within our accommodation sector that's been suffering immeasurably since the restrictions interstate and international have come into place.
So it's got to be midweek. I've got to spend at least $400, and if I do, I get a $200 bonus, will I?
Yeah, so the discount will apply directly through the hotel. The hotel will apply the discount, and it applies to the state government for the reimbursement.
Right.
So if you buy a $500 package from a hotel, it might include food, beverage, accommodation, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
It'll get reduced down to $300 with the $200 discount.
Right, okay. So bookings have to be made between
directly.
January, February. Is that right, for travel through Feb, March,
yep,
and April?
Correct. So basically the scheme opens on Friday, the 29th, and it'll last for as long as the vouchers are taken up. It could be a matter of hours, it could be weeks, depending on how many people apply, and it's for stays up to the end of April.
Right. How do you stop businesses that are, you know, in town to do business from taking these, whereas you really want people that wouldn't go normally? Would that be right?
Yeah, it's designed to be associated with packaging. So the hotels will package up accommodation, experiences or food and beverage. It's designed not just to be for a one-night stay, and obviously it's for minimum two nights, minimum spend of $400, which is outside of the commercial sort of use of the hotels. But at the moment, there really isn't much commercial business going on in the hotels, Milsey, because they're running it on average around
35%. Wow,
and that includes the hotels that are doing the COVID quarantine business as well. So it's you know, it's been a tough time for the hotel hospitality industry the last 12 months, particularly the accommodation hotels in the Perth market, and that can range from, you know, Frio up to Joondalup up and in between. Normally they would be accommodating corporate travellers, commercial visitors, tourists, international, interstate visitors, conferences and events, and that's just not happening at the moment.
Right. I mean, we did say last week that some people are scared off going to city hotels because they know they've had COVID clients inside. I mean, you can obviously reassure them that they're going to be perfectly okay.
Absolutely, because there's only 8 hotels that are participating in the COVID program, and those hotels are not taking general guests anyway. And so they're specifically assigned as state quarantine hotels, and you can clearly know who they are. In terms of hotels accommodating other guests, it's about every room has some sanitary and cleaning requirements. And since COVID's been an issue, hotels have adopted very different sanitation and cleansing practices to their rooms, and hopefully we won't see any incidences of any community transfer that way.
I'm a bit cynical. We are going to an election, and a $200 promise of going and staying at a hotel seems like a bit of a sweetener. Is there any bit of that in there, or is it separate to that?
It's out of the existing budget, and it's monies that Tourism WA can't spend in their international and interstate marketing campaigns.
Right.
And that's the role of Tourism WA. It has a budget of around $90 million a year.
Right.
And obviously at the moment, with the markets being closed or interruptions to borders, it just can't spend that money. So these are monies that would otherwise be spent. So it's not an election stunt. It's definitely monies that we have said to, well, campaigned to Tourism WA and the state government, instead of just, you know, letting it go by the wayside, let's apply it now and generate some jobs out of this while we can.
Fair enough. We're about to have a chat with Rob Broadfield, who does a great job in promoting food, but he also destroys a few businesses from time to time with his reviews. I mean, do you ever read them, and do you take much notice of what people are actually saying?
Look, I think Rob has a role to play in terms of reviewing any venue and restaurant. It creates conversation and it creates debate. I think some of his reviews are a little harsh, and sometimes they can be a little painful for venues to read, and I don't want to get into the mechanics or specifics of any of them in particular, but I think that over the years he certainly illustrated that he's got a very clever use of the English language, and sometimes that language is a little harsh. But, you know, I think the other side of the coin is is that hopefully what businesses can take from those reviews that are negative is that there's ways of improving and changing their service standards. I think the other side of it is that, you know, Rob's probably got a standard that he expects of venues, and sometimes a pub or a venue that is perfectly happy customers and clients who are expecting a certain level of food quality are very happy with that standard, but sometimes people who, like Rob, and probably people, you know, like yourself and myself who eat out a fair bit, are probably going to have different expectations, and they're all different. I think you've got to take every restaurant reviewer's comments and reviews for what they're worth, that they are the personal views of that person at a given point in time.
Yeah, all right, like a snapshot. Hey, Bradley, always good to chat. It's good news for the hotels, and hopefully you can check it out online, and there'll be plenty of promotion about it as well. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Milsey. Have a great afternoon.
You're on, you too, mate. Bradley Woods there.